When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Baby. Good morning. Good morning. Let's go. 888-808-1019. You know what we're talking about. Obviously, the big trade between the Knicks and the Nets and the first game of the Subway Series. Ben is in Randolph, New Jersey. Ben, you're on The Fan.
Keith, great show as always. About 5 minutes away from being home from Citi Field, and great seeing you tonight at the stadium.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. Man, great seeing everybody. I appreciate people that pulled me to the side to say hello. It's different in Queens. You know, I guess I'm not expecting it as much in Citi Field, but people are really nice, and I'm always flattered. So thank you, guys. Ben, what you got for us?
Of course. So I got a few things. First, Garrett Cole, he'll be good. Bad second start. Susan Walden was talking about it on the post-game show. First start, you have a lot of adrenaline. Second start, it kicks in. He'll be all right. I got no worries about him being the biggest Garrett Cole fan on the planet.
Yeah.
And then second thing, Gleyber Torres has to take a day off. Aaron Boone has to bench him. This guy, lazy on defense. He's had two chances now, bases loaded, no outs. One in Boston, one tonight. First inning gives you absolutely nothing. Love to hear your opinion on that. I don't know where Oswaldo Cabrera is. I might be late on some news there.
Where is Waldo tomorrow? Put him in the lineup. Well, today. Yep, it's today now. Today, put him in the lineup. Ben, thanks for the call. Glad you're getting home safe. Listen, I mean, Gleyber Torres has a groin injury, right? He rested a day. He had the groin injury in the last series. That can't be the reason why you're not hustling the first, is it? Are you hurt? Are you injured? Are you hurt? You can't play? Then give him a day. But, you know, when they ask Boone about it, they say, we need him to go. We need him to go. Stop. Please, just spare us all. I can't do it anymore. This is the final year, and I've tried. BT has tried. C-Mac last night, I'm listening to C-Mac, so he's trying to give him a vote of confidence, saying, listen, now is the time for Gleyber. I just stop. Brian Cashman, trade him for a bag of chips. Enough already. If this is who you are in a contract year, this is who you are, Gleyber. I'm sorry. We're done. This is the New York Yankees. Justin is in Putnam Valley. Justin, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thank you so much for taking my call tonight.
Yes, sir.
So I was going to talk about DJ and Gleyber, but you said it earlier in the call. It really is beating a dead horse at this time. So I think we're all as Yankee fans on the same page here. They have to go at some point in the deadline. But what I really want to talk about tonight is how disappointed I was with Aaron Boone and not taking Gleyber Torres out of the game when he ran that ball. Now, I know he's saying he's hurt, whatever, but that is completely unacceptable. You're the manager of the New York Yankees, and let me tell you something, Keith. That was Billy Morin back in the 70s. Gleyber Torres would have been out. So I want to hear your thoughts on that. Yeah, I want to hear, you know.
I'm with you, Justin, but I understand that, like, these Yankees are different. Gleyber's going to get 100 chances and opportunities. He already has. And you know, it's Gleyby and Judgy, and like they're all, like, it's like, it's not like that. It isn't like Billy Martin pulling a guy out. Those days are gone. Yeah, they can be disappointed in Gleyber Torres, but they're not gonna like reprimand him. Not like they're not gonna take his bat out of the lineup. just in theory, right? Even though he's batting 215, there's this theory that he can hit for power, and he hit 270 last year, and that's just gonna magically come up. Like, I'm done.
Keith,
I'm done.
But Keith, one thing I want to add to that, though, is that there's also, you know, take responsibility when you're taking actions like that. So, I mean, yes, you're absolutely right. This is a different era. We just don't do that anymore. But that's still completely unacceptable. And that's a bad look when you're the manager.
Yeah, it is. And it is a bad look. But we know we have come to accept this. It is like, you know, I remember a couple years ago saying Boone is the cool dad, right? Boone isn't the dad that's going to tighten you up and reprimand you and be the authoritative. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like Boone's going to talk to him after the game in private, but they're not going to take him out. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the lineup tomorrow, even with a groin injury. But he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be.
Exactly. Thank you so much for taking my call tonight.
Thanks for the call, Justin. You know, it is what it is. Like, they don't have the depth. Guys are hurt. Oswaldo, I expect to be in there tomorrow, but like, you take Gleyber Torres out, the coddling of Gleyber Torres. I'm a broken record, guys. I've been talking about this. I was trying to trade Gleyber Torres in 2021. I was on the Fan hoping that when Josh Donaldson got traded over here, there was some other move coming to trade Gleyber. We're coming up on another trade deadline. This is the last opportunity. Trade him for a 17-year-old kid. I don't care. All right, let's talk about the NBA trade. Let's talk about the Knicks trade. Let's talk about the Nets trade. It's the same trade. I just think both sides won. I think both sides won. As a Net fan with Yordy Fernandez and Sean Marks on his last leg, you can get excited about the future. This is Cam Thomas's team, right? There will be no number one Brooklyn Bridges. Did you guys buy that jersey? Again. See? I stopped. I wasted my money on a couple KD jerseys when he signed the extension, thinking that, oh, he's... Avery's in Manhattan. Avery on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, long time no speak. How's it going?
I don't know, man. We went to Citi Field and...
Yeah, I went to Citi Field too.
We tried. We really tried. The fans won. The Yankee fans showed up and showed out and chanted.
100%. We always do.
Yeah, but the Yankees let us down, man. Bases loaded, and then you get to that part of the order where you're like, womp, womp, womp.
Well... I want to get there in just a second. I first want to touch on the Mikal Bridges trade. I think that's fantastic. I am so happy. The Villanova squad, the roommates, the champions are together. I have tremendous respect for Mikal Bridges as a player, and I saw him play in Brooklyn, and I think this is going to be incredible what we're going to see here if he works with Jalen and Dante and all those people and Josh Hart and everybody.
Yeah, there's no way it's going to be bad. Like... There's no way it's not going to be good. This is a guy that can play defense.
I have a feeling it's going to be better than good.
It is going to be better than good.
I think it's going to be great.
It's the last Infinity Stone. And whoever they get to fill in the blank, it doesn't even matter. Those guys have a championship pedigree. They do things the right way, pun intended. They're not afraid to lose. And I think now they've got a chip on their shoulder the way that their season ended with injuries. And seeing the Celtics go on and win it, you know who you're gunning for. You know who your literal competition is, and let's go. Let's see it. The Nets fan just has to wait for I don't care what the Nets do next year. The future is bright for the Brooklyn Nets, and the future is right now for the New York Knicks.
Right. On a separate note, New York Yankees baseball. Listen, I want to, first starters, Gerrit Cole. I'm not worried about Gerrit Cole. Like a caller said a couple calls ago, I'm not going to worry about Gerrit Cole. And like you said also, Gerrit Cole is a student of pitching. He's going to be fine. He is the teacher and the student at the same time and practically the pitching coach of the Yankees in some ways when Matt Blake isn't, quote-unquote, on duty in the dugout and planning what's going to happen in the bullpen and stuff like that. Gerrit Cole is a pitching artist. He'll be fine. As for the offense, though, this is where the problem is. And we're talking about Gleyber Torres. Well, that's just the start. But I made a declaration, an official declaration of my own, when the Yankees lost in that second game of that Dodgers series, when they were absolutely blown out. And I said, Gleyber Torres, I am officially no take backs, no matter what happens, done with Gleyber Torres, dropping errors, and not able to hit the ball. The guy is hurt. The guy can't hit this season, at least so far. What is Aaron Boone doing batting him fourth in the cleanup spot?
You have nothing else, and they have faith in Gleyber. They're going off of the past history of him being clutch. They still think that these baseballs are juiced and he's going to hit 38 home runs. He is cooked mentally, physically. It is a bad stretch for him in a prove-it year, a contract year. I've had enough. I can't defend him. There's nothing to defend anymore. Now we're looking at you, Aaron Boone.
And as good as Juan Soto is, let's just not forget about what happened in that final game of that Braves series this weekend when he stepped out of the batter's box and took strike three down the middle. We want to be careful to watch his level of arrogance. But I don't want to go down that slippery slope right now.
Now we're in the Mets series. It's in the past. He homered tonight, and we need him. Like, the Yankees desperately need him and Judge.
Right. So that brings me here, then. That brings me to this point. I am seeing 2022 all over again, but earlier. The same core group of mid-lineup hitters and position players, and I understand Volpe's not a mid-lineup hitter, so he's an exception. And the guys who they traded for this past offseason, like Verdugo, Grisham, etc., they're exceptions. Not going to talk about right now why Jermai Jones was hitting at the end of the Braves series.
They're hurt, and guys are struggling. That's it, my guy. Thanks for the call. Again, the Yankees are hurt. Anthony Rizzo went down. Giancarlo Stanton went down. Gleyber Torres' excuse for not hustling is that his groin is tired. He had a rest day, whatever. I don't know. The way I watched him run in, I just think that he just was giving up on himself. I'm tired of it. But they're going to defend him. Let's see. Aaron Boone said he has been dealing with a little bit of noise, quad groin, that he came out for last week. So there's certain spots where he's been a little bit careful. Careful in the Subway Series? Careful? Hustling the first? If you can't run the first, you shouldn't be playing. It's pretty simple, but whatever. At least we got the Knicks and the Mets. David is in Jersey City. David, you're on the Fan.
Hey, first thing I want to say is I think it's great that you acknowledge that you love this and that you're doing it, because I actually did what you do now at some point in my life, and I stopped loving it. It was something I chased for a long time, and then one day I realized I didn't love it anymore, and I walked away from it. And so that you love it, it resonated with me. I think it's great.
I'm blessed.
To the end, man.
I'm happy. You know, I have a lot of years where I wasn't this close to the stadium, the ballpark, definitely not on any type of radio, just not, you know, so I don't take it for granted at all. I'm absolutely having a blast doing this.
Good for you, man. So two things I want to say. The first is that when you hear teams giving away draft picks, like, oh, four draft picks, five draft picks, draft picks, first-round draft picks, those aren't NFL draft picks, right? Those are NBA draft picks, which are, talk about the term lottery. Nothing is more lottery than picking an NBA player at this point. You don't know where they're coming from. Europe, didn't play in college, don't get a chance to see them.
Yep.
So while they obviously have a lot of value, they're not the value of 20 years ago first-round draft pick value. So many of these guys do not pan out. So while it kind of stings for, like, you know, 5 years, when you don't spend that money on draft pick, at some point you can spend money on a sure thing that has somewhat developed. Mm-hmm. So it's not that painful. It's good for the Nets because they need to kind of take these things and make the best of it. But for the Knicks, it sounds worse than it is. But the question I have for you is, I don't know if the Knicks are trading Julius Randle. I don't know if that's in the future. I don't know how he works with the team going forward. But what would his value be for another team? Who would want him? How would it affect another team, like, cap wise? That he kind of, like, does his contract extend to end at a certain point? I kind of want to know what the value is for him if they could actually find a trading partner.
He's a veteran in the NBA. Somebody's going to want him. I don't know if he fits so much anymore, but this is Jalen Brunson's team, right? Like, we just saw them have a lot of success without him. We saw them battle without him. Of course, there were moments where we were like, man, they certainly could have used Julius Randle. They could have used, you know, 25 and 10 from Julius Randle. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know who exactly wants him, is going to need him. But it's the NBA. He'll find another home if they don't want him. But I think there might be, I don't know, they might keep him. It's yet to be seen. And I can't predict it, and I can't call it. I damn sure couldn't have called this tonight. But the Knicks are in a great place because just when you look at their roster right now, they've got a ton of talent that can compete at a high level. Julius Randle healthy and coming back, cool. If not, see you later, and we'll see how they wheel and deal. But you know, this team now, this is the era of the Villanueva York Knicks. Like, this is the era of those four guys. Julius Randle, I mean, he can get down or he can get lost. Like, it's not about him.
I think wherever he ends up, if he's on a team that's competing for anything, he is a sixth man. If he could actually take that role in New York, he provides incredible value. If he thinks he's a starter, that changes the dynamics of his role.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw him on the podcast with Carmelo. I don't know if Julius Randle in his mind thinks he's coming off the bench yet. Who, me? Like, I don't know if Julius Randle thinks he's a sixth man yet. I think he thinks he's still, you know, he's 29 years old. I think he still expects to be the guy with the ball in his hand, shooting the shot, like, you know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He's an all-pro player, and, you know, he made it here, the toughest place to make it. I don't know, man. This is very interesting, but these are good problems to have. David, thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. We're talking about the Knicks, of course, now that Mikal Bridges is actually a New York Knick. Knicks fans drooled over this guy for the whole year. Put a bunch of different mock trades of how to get this guy. And the Net fan told you, no, it's not happening. I told you I didn't care. I definitely had a couple shows where I'm like, go ahead. You know, there was a press conference. I think it was a press conference when Josh Hart was throwing to Mike and Ikes. And I just saw the way that Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Dante DiVincenzo, like, were carefree together. How, you know, they laughed. The moment wasn't too big. Nothing was serious. How they're joking. How comfortable they are. And I'm like, this is great. Like, that's how it should be. Because, I mean, how many times you see press conferences where guys are tense, uptight, and, you know, not comfortable? And my thought was, man, they got to get the whole band back together. They need Mikal Bridges. And all the trolling and online, I just saw someone talking about Josh Hart tampering. He obviously wasn't tampering. But, you know, the public comments and replies that Josh Hart made towards Mikal Bridges about, are you a hostage over there? You know, I got to go dig some of those up. It got done. Sean Marks in the Brooklyn Nets, did you want him? Cool, let's get a deal done. It got done. Brendan's in Mineola. Brendan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up? That guy pretty much said what I was going to start off with. Listen, the Nets got draft picks back, first-round draft picks, unprotected draft picks. The Knicks are getting a player who's on the cusp of being a star. He's not a star yet, but understand what Jalen Brunson is. Understand what this team is. Jalen Brunson being double-teamed no longer is an option. Bridges is going to be sitting there. He's going to get the ball. He's going to shoot. He's going to score. Brunson might pop back out and be open. This is going to be perfect for the Knicks. It was the missing piece.
Yeah.
Every Nets fan and every Knicks fan knows.
Yeah.
Now, with the draft picks, if the Nets hit on them, great. But for the Knicks, it's a no-brainer. There's a missing piece. We all know it. And the missing piece is that scorer. Listen, Randall, Randall's a six man. What is he, out of his mind? Randall's a starter on 25 teams.
Yeah, Randall's not ready to be a six man. And I think there's plenty of NBA teams that'll let him be the guy.
Exactly. You know, the Lakers would take him in a heartbeat. Let the Lakers send over a few assets, picks, whatever it is. That's another discussion.
A reunion?
And I'm a huge Randall guy.
Yeah, why not? Course, LeBron and AD are looking for another star. There you go.
That's what I'm saying. And like they're going to make a push. They're going to fail because LeBron's done. But let him take him. And I'm the biggest Randall fan in the world. I beg for Randall to come to the Knicks. He got this started. Thank you, Julius. But it's time to move on. This is Brunson's team. He's with his boys.
Yep.
This is the crew. The Knicks are a championship-caliber team and nothing less. And anyone else who thinks they're not, they're freaking clueless and they don't know the NBA. So good luck with your Nets. Hey, you got draft picks. Have fun with it. You never know what they turn into. But what that guy said was key. It's not the NFL. These draft picks, when you got guys with 27 in the core, they're going to be a winning team for the next 6 years. Those draft picks are going to be in the 20s, 30s.
You could draft James Wiseman. Thanks for the call, Brendan. I mean, I know it. And, like, I'm not celebrating the Nets getting the picks. Like, I'm celebrating the Brooklyn Nets not staying stuck on stupid. What I mean stuck on stupid is so many offers came to you for Mikal Bridges. And it was just so obvious that he didn't want to be here. Last year, I was at the game. I remember I was at the game with Loogie, Tiki, and Evan. And that was the game where after, Mikal Bridges was talking about, oh, yeah, you know, your arena, you know, it's not fun when your arena's got the opposing fans. What are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about? This is New York. These Knicks fans been here 100 years. Brooklyn's been there for a decade. What do you expect? You've been on the Nets for a year and a half. You expect the Nets fans to just be going nuts when you guys are getting dunked on? No. What are you talking about, bro? You know the history, I hope. You expect Nets fans to be able to combat the Knicks fans when the Knicks are... No. If you want to be over there with them, be over there with them. Done. He did. Eric Slater reported that all in all, the Nets end up with 9 first-round picks and 2 first-round pick swaps as their return for Kevin Durant. And that's before whatever they get for Cam Johnson. This is one of the largest hauls for a single player in NBA history. Let's go. I was so pumped. Like, parking the car, checking my phone, the timing of the Mikal Bridges deal was right next to the Aaron Judge Grand Slam, which, I mean, I didn't really think the Yankees were coming back, but I was like, good. Good for Judge. And good for, like, the people that stayed, the Yankee fans that stayed. I had to drive from Citi Field to work, so I dipped when it was, like, 9-1, I think 9-2 as I was walking out. And whatever, I don't care, you know? And I see a lot of Mets fans adding me like, oh, Keith McPherson's going to get on the fan and say he doesn't care. These games don't matter. You betcha. Like, it's a regular season game. And in the grand scheme of things, the Yankees, man, they are in a bad one. But they're in first place. They have 52 wins. And in the grand scheme of things, the Mets are in third place with 38 wins. So good that you're having your run right now. David Stearns, you look like a genius. Steve Cohen, tweet some more stuff. Carlos Mendoza, LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. Tim is in Tom's River. Tim, you're on the Fan.
All right, Keith.
Hey, 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 hey.
Today's game was only Cole's second start of the season. Everybody's screaming his fastball. Why were we screaming? It was only his second start. He was on the aisle for 2 months.
Would you say, why are we screaming?
Yeah, he's on the aisle for 2 months.
I don't think anyone's screaming about Gerrit Cole. I'm sorry if you thought I was screaming about Gerrit Cole. I was more so, I wasn't even screaming. I was screaming at the game, but I'm always screaming at the game. Why would you go to the game and not scream? More so, I was talking about the Gleyber Torres experiment. I'm so done with it, dude. Like, I just don't get it. I don't know. It's just pointless to me. This guy's he's on his last leg. This is the end of the rope. But yeah, I don't think any Yankee fan is worried about Gerrit Cole and his second start. It's not good, but it's also not unbelievable.
And also, you know what killed me? When the bases were loaded and nobody out.
Well, yeah, that kills you every time. LOB. Yeah.
That was the pure bottom of the lineup.
My man, I mean, look at the lineup. Gleyber Torres. I was driving to the stadium when the lineup came out, and I just laughed. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Please, Judge, Soto, Karius. Gleyber Torres, with a hurt groin, batting 215, is our cleanup hitter. Gleyber Torres started off the season as the Yankees' leadoff hitter. The Yankees believe in him like five-year-olds believe in Santa Claus. Thanks for the call, Tim. Sorry, bro. It wasn't quick enough. I got 5 minutes until we got to hit the break. Joe is in Allenville. Joe, you got it.
Hey, Keith. Big fan of yours. Really, I just want to let you know, big fan.
Thank you.
I just want to, just a few comments or questions, whatever. How long will we be waking up every day and just continuously finding ourselves in this stupid Gleyber Torres era? How long will it take?
It's funny because there are many that believe that this is the whole season, that he's not going to get traded at the deadline. What can you get for him? I said a bag of chips. Maybe you can get one of those fun-sized Dorito bags. I'll take that. Like, I'll take one of those little, like, we have the vending machines.
We don't need
cool
anything.
Ranch. Just give me the cool ranch with, like, 8 chips in it. That's fine.
We'll be lucky if we get that. I don't know. It's just got to end. You know, coming up, this is loaded, zero outs, and just comes up and strikes out. You know, it's got to end. And then I just want to make a comment about Ben Rice, J.D. Davis coming up. Ben Rice, I believe in him. You know, I know he's young. Everyone's saying, he's young, you know, only 18 at-bats and whatever it is, I'm saying. What does he have in those 18 at-bats? He's got a bunch of hits, and, you know, they even pinch hit for him today. They sent him in to pitch it. And, you know, he got a base hit. And I didn't listen to the whole game, but that's what I heard.
No, I know.
I'm a big believer in the kid, and you know, keep him in there, give him a little bit more time. You know, he would have came up over there instead of JD Davis, and who knows, we would have been a 9-9 game in the ninth inning.
The Yankees said they were trading for JD Davis even before Stanton went down. They gave the nod to a veteran that played for the Mets, returning back to Citi Field. I understand it, but at the same time, Ben Rice shows up again. Ben Rice is batting over 300.
He shows up.
He's a hitter.
Shows up. I love the kid.
The stage is not too big for the kid. This is a kid that went from AA to AAA. Now he's in the show. Man, we are in a bad run of it right now. Let him play first base.
I'm just saying, like, just imagine he was there in the lineup batting for,
I think the word is that JD Davis can't move that well, so I don't expect to see him at third, but I mean, DJ LeMay, you can't move that well, ball's going under his glove.
DJ, what's the story with him?
He's cooked. He's old. He is not the same player. The injuries and just the wear and tear and the age, he's a shell of himself. It's unfortunate.
So why is he on the biggest stage of baseball?
Because that's what they banked on. That's what they planned on. He's still got two more years after this on his contract.
I hear. I'm still stuck on this Ben Rice. I'm still stuck on this Ben Rice situation. If he would have been there,
he'll start tomorrow.
He's loaded two outs.
He'll start tomorrow.
I hope.
But who cares at this
point? We got to pick up a W tomorrow.
If he starts or he doesn't, if they put JD Davis there, whatever. The Yankees are hurt right now. They're injured right now. Guys are struggling. Like Alex Verdugo is in a bad one. You know, not to throw Verdugo under the bus. But
I'm not worried about it.
You're allowed to worry.
I ain't worried about Cole. I ain't worried about Trevino.
We're not worried about October. We're worried about the state of the team right now. They have lost back-to-back series. They could potentially be swept today by the New York Mets. We're 13 games back.
Yeah, but we're looking at the long run. I ain't worried about Verdugo. I'm worried about Torres. I'm worried about LeMayu.
You shouldn't worry about Verdugo. He's batting 077 in his last seven games, 210 in his last 15 games. Since he had that great homecoming in Boston, I don't know. Like, you're allowed to. This is what we do. We're fans, bro. And don't let anybody tell you, like, these goofies online like to go to Fangraphs and pull up stats like, ugh. You guys are talking about Juan Soto's slump. Look at his on-base percentage. Yeah, well, we're losing. So he can get on base and be left on base. And he's fumbling the ball around. Like, today, he hit a home run good. But it's like, you can't be critical of anybody. You can't be concerned about anybody.
No, we could. That's we're taking ours off the team.
We talk about every player,
You can't do that to the whole lineup.
Yeah, unfortunately, right now, the Yankees are losing games. Guys are struggling. Guys are hurt. And they got to dig deep and come out of this. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. maybe tomorrow. Clay Holmes will throw his glove into the stands, and maybe they'll have a team meeting. And I don't know.
And turn everything around.
Yeah, maybe Gleyber Torres will make a song called, you know, FOH, and it'll be the new theme song for the Yankees, and they'll rally around it. And the Hamburglar will throw first pitch in Yankee Stadium, and we'll be back.
Yeah, we need something. We need something, Keith. But thanks for taking the call, and much respect. I really appreciate your show.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break. Call me up if you'd like to talk about the Mets. Call me up if you want to say something about the New York Yankees, the New York Knicks, or the Brooklyn Nets. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Fans in New York. Had a great Tuesday into Wednesday morning. Keith McPherson on till 2 a.m. Let's continue to talk about the blue and orange teams. Let's start with the Mets, man. For the Met fan, again, enjoy it. Like, I'm not a buzzkill. I'm not a killjoy. I'm not fun police. And, like, I'm also not worried about a regular season game for my own team. But I'm not telling you, like, you shouldn't be happy about smacking the New York Yankees like that. Like, you should have a blast watching these Mets go up 9-1 on these New York Yankees. Yes, it is the regular season. Yes, it is just June. But, like, you can't fast forward. We don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season. I just say enjoy it. You know, take it game by game, series by series. And, I mean, you have the chance to sweep the Yankees. And with this run that the Mets are on, nobody can take that from you. They have figured it out. They're playing good baseball, a better brand of baseball than the New York Yankees. And, like, you know, the Yankees right now are full of excuses. We know the Mets' bullpen is shaky. Edwin Diaz is suspended 10 games. It's not an excuse. You know, we were trying to heckle some Mets fans, like, sticky stuff. Where is Diaz? Like, you know, just a little ribbing here and there on the way in and whatnot. Didn't matter. Didn't need him. Starling Marte, don't need him either. You have guys in this lineup that are putting bat to ball, and tonight they put belt to ass. 888-808-1019. Lindor with two hits. Nimmo, three ribbies. I already gave Vientos to Casamigos, big shot of the night, two homers. Like, if you have any questions about that kid, they're just, I don't know, maybe you're not paying attention. He can hit. He's proved me wrong. I mean, going off of last year, I was like, I guess he's not ready for Major League Baseball. There's so many people that made definitive statements about him. I don't know if I necessarily did that because he was a young guy. I didn't think he was ready last year. He's ready now. He's ready now. Last year, we thought Brett Beatty was... Nope. Right now, Mark Vientos, keep doing your thing. Happy for you, man. Tyrone Taylor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's out there. Harrison Bader. You knew Harrison Bader was coming to play today. Harrison Bader, former Yankee, Bronxville guy, New York guy. You knew he was coming to play today. The flying squirrel finds a nut every now and then. Jeff McNeil. And I don't know. Tomorrow, maybe it's Pete Alonso that leads the way. But there are enough hitters in this lineup. This lineup has come together. And you got to feel good about that if you're a Mets fan, based off of where the season started, where majority of the fans were saying they would never get back to 500. Hey, don't look now. You win today, you're back to 500. 888-808-1019. A thought that I had as we are in June, and I mean, the Mets are having one hell of a month in June and a great run, and they are playing like the best team in baseball. They might not actually be, but men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Look at the numbers. There's so many numbers. I gave you the OPS numbers, their record, whatever, winning series, and what they just did against the Yankees. It's June. Yeah, it's June. And I do remember in the other J month, January, the New York Knicks, man, when they got together, when they figured it out, when they made a trade for OG Anunoby, when they put the pieces together in January, we're like, they're the best team in the NBA. They're winning the finals. They didn't win the finals. They weren't the best team in the NBA, but you enjoyed it. Enjoy this, especially if you're a Knicks and Mets fan. You're having a night. You're having a summer, and I'm not going to be the guy to get on the fan and pour cold water on that. Like, it just doesn't work like that. For what? I get it. I'm a fan too. And it's not so great for my baseball fandom. Basketball fandom came alive a little bit as a Nets fan. But I mean, honestly, like, the Nets could be terrible next year, whatever. I don't care. There's optimism for the future. So let's get back to the phones, man. Let's hear what you guys want to talk about with the Yankees, with the Knicks, with the Mets. Let's go to John in Queens. John, you're on the fan.
Hi, how are you, Pete? Love the show.
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
I want to make the case that, you know, everyone's talking now that the Knicks not Natal, that the next step is trying to lock in OG. And, you know, while I hear that, I'm trying to make the case that instead of focusing on OG, we should really be going after Hartenstein. And the reason, you know, it's not a secret that you can't get both. We don't have the money for that. But the reason why I'm saying that is because the reason why the Knicks were so good last season was because of their offensive rebounding. You know, they got 3-4 attempts of possession, and they were able to just keep plays alive, even though they didn't get their first shot attempt or even second a lot of times. But it was Josh Hart. It was,
I don't know.
Mainly, it was OG. And Mitch can't stay on the floor. We know that. So unless you go out and get a different big, I mean,
I think they can. I think he's more replaceable. Like, think about how he came in. Right? He wasn't highly touted. Nobody really wanted him. He was a backup. He became this year. He emerged. But he's going to paper touch. Like, he's going to get some big offers. And I think, you know, when they're crunching the numbers here and trying to figure some stuff out, what they're going to have to pay OG, if they're able to pay OG, that's priority over Ihart. what IG, what IG, iHeart, OG, IG, Instagram, what OG brings to the table as a defender on the wing, I think that's just more valuable. I mean, obviously, you're going to need, you just get a defensive center to D up Embiid. I don't know. I think that OG is a priority over iHeart, especially now with Mikal Bridges. It's just like, I even said, so you don't even have to get, like, you don't even have to give the money to OG. OG is hurt, and I think that's a knock on the guy. Your best ability, your best ability is availability, and what just happened to you this year? If I'm the Knicks, I'm not looking for guys that always are coming up lame. I'm not looking for a guy like OG that this year was out for a long time with an elbow and then out with a hamstring. Yeah. I'm looking at Mikal Bridges like, you're Iron Man, you play every day, you have a consecutive game streak. Yeah, come over here. We need guys like that.
That's what I'm trying to say. We already replaced OG with Mikal. Like, we don't, I mean, yes, you would be nice to have another, you know, great perimeter defender. But we already have great perimeter defenders. We have Mikal now. We have Josh Hart, who's a great defender.
Yeah, but Josh Hart should go back to the bench.
I think that we need someone that could stay with Bam Adebayo, that could stay with Joel Embiid, obviously. Mitchell Robinson's not staying on the floor. You know, this is a repeating story. Recurs every season. It's the same thing, you know? You really just can't stay on the floor.
I say this about the Knicks, and I said this at the trade deadline when I thought Alec Burks and Bojan Bogdanović were going to be more of a factor. Man, trust Leon Rose, Worldwide West. Trust this front office. They've got you this far, and they didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far. There's more to come. Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. If you're a Knicks fan, I was talking to, I think, young Josh earlier, and I'm like, yo, with or without Mikal Bridges, the Knicks are about to be a perennial playoff team in the East. They're going to the playoffs every year with Brunson. Come on. So it's like there are primary factors, and the primary factor you have with Mikal Bridges, like the secondary factor of iHeart, I think he's replaceable. He was a backup. He wasn't even the starter. Mitchell Robinson went down and he emerged, which is cool and all, but for what he might be getting in the open market, you don't need to do that. This move to get Mikal Bridges is awesome because, like, man, so much conversation happens in the NBA about, oh, fit, chemistry, rapport. You got these guys together that went through so many battles in college. They're battle-tested. They're champions. They know each other so well. I think I was just reading something that Zach Gelb put out. Zach Gelb said that Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges were spotted in Margate in South Jersey eating together 2 weeks ago. They're friends. Even though they play on crosstown rival team. Yeah, they're friends. And, man, there's something to be said about guys like that that rock with each other like that. It's going to come out on the floor. So good on the Knicks. Congratulations. You got the last Infinity Stone. Ozzie and Passaic on the Fan next. What you got, Ozzie?
Hey, what's up? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
I'm nervous. I'm worried.
About?
Knicks got Mikal Bridges.
Okay. Go on.
The Nets and, like, the Suns. The Suns with Bradley Beal, KD, D. Booker, they failed. They all want the ball. They all want to shoot. The Nets, KD, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, they all want the ball. They all want to shoot. Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Julius Randle. What's going to happen?
It's Jalen Brunson's team. He's going to be doing most of the shooting.
Same thing with KD and Kyrie.
I know, but they're different. They're older, and that's not the reason that they failed. They worked well together. They failed for some reasons off the floor, mandates, Amazon links, suspensions, vaccinations. I think that Mikal Bridges, the Nets were expecting him to score 30, 35 points a night and be the face of the franchise, be the star. He doesn't have to do that with the Knicks. He can D up, and he can be the safety blanket for Brunson when he's double-teamed, when he's got an off night, when he's getting beat up, when he's not getting calls. All right, Bridges, you got the ball, cook. Bridges, he can knock down the three. His mid-range game is there. He can create his own shot. He'll smoke a layup. You're going to see that, Knicks fans. I used to always call him out on that. You know, guys like Kyrie Irving don't miss layups. Mikal Bridges will smoke a layup. Boy, he'll have a wide open layup. Thanks for the call, Ozzie. He will have a wide open layup, and it'll clank off the backboard, over the rim, and into the hands of the other team. 888-808-1019. Let's talk about the other team, the team that lost today. The New York Yankees, you know, so many people felt like, and you should still feel like, so many people felt like, man, this is the year. This is the team when they got Juan Soto, when April and May, you know, they cruise. And now there are people questioning everything. Now they want to fire Aaron Boone. Now, you know, Brian Cashman didn't build enough a good enough roster. Now this team is so flawed and all this other. Like, listen, you're going to go through it at some point. This is the time to go through it. Because, and please understand, I've been saying this. It's not even a silver lining. It's just good because it's like, I think the Yankees organization is on high alert. Fool me, can't fool me again, Gleyber Torres. Fool me, can't fool me again, Giancarlo Stanton. You know what I'm saying? Fool me, can't fool me again, DJ LeMahieu. They have been fooled time and time again to think that Gleyber Torres is going to hit, or Gleyber Torres is not going to fall asleep at the wheel, or Gleyber Torres is going to hustle every time. Or DJ LeMahieu. Oh, yeah. Some of us actually thought DJ LeMahieu could be the leadoff hitter for this team. Some of us actually thought, me, I'm like, if we could get 75% of the MVP, come on. Some of us thought Giancarlo Stanton slimmed down, his body's good, he's a different player, or he's lighter, he's the same player, but he's lighter, they're resting him, he's not going to get hurt this year, he's going to hold up, this is going to be the year, G's going to hit that. Fool me, can't fool me again. So if I'm the guy getting fooled, if I'm the guy with the power to make changes, to shore up this roster, this lineup, with some guys that are like, no. Like, we're not getting fooled again. Because we can't get fooled on the main stage in October in the postseason. You can't. You absolutely can't have some of these same things happen. The fan base will lose their minds. Here comes the trade deadline. It's great. It's great that this is happening right now. Brian Cashman, get greedy, bro. Get mad. Get upset. And say, you know what? Enough is enough, and it's time for change. Enough is enough, right? I'm not going through the motions with you, Gleyber Torres. I'm not expecting Giancarlo Stanton to be healthy. He can't run the bases. So if he gets a hit and he's on, like, I need another option. I need another bat. Someone that I can DH. A couple infielders. Obviously, this bullpen is going to change. I would get greedy. I would say, this team isn't good enough. Yeah, we have two MVP candidates. Yeah, the pitching was great to start the season. But I'd be picking up the phone if I'm Brian Cashman. I'm calling every GM. I'm using every connection that I have, and I'm figuring out a way to stack the deck with this Yankees team. They're going to make the postseason. They're going to be right there. And I think it's great that we got humbled by the Baltimore Orioles, and then you saw them fall flat on their faces, right? Yeah, they could turn up for the Yanks. They give the Yankees their best shot in Yankee Stadium, and then they don't have it. That's baseball, Susan. It's not Susan's brand of baseball, but that's baseball, Susan. John is in Weehawken. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Yeah, you know what? That was great what you said at the end, because I agree with everything you said, and one addition to it, what you said was fantastic about what the state is, what Cashman should do. I'm going to add another name to the fool, you can fool me, and a person that I think might be cooked. He's hurt. I don't know what they can do with him, but Rizzo, I think he's another one that's cooked. And I think all these guys that you mentioned, I think of Joey Gallo. I mean, it's the same. They're all in the same category as Joey Gallo. Time to get rid of him.
Yeah. And, you know, thanks for the call, John. Speaking of Joey Gallo, this past winter, Brian Cashman had some lines prepared, something to say. He was ready to talk about Joey Gallo. Nobody was really asking about him, or Sonny Gray, or some of the other moves that didn't work out. Man, if I'm Brian Cashman, I got something to prove. If I'm Brian Cashman, I am like, yeah, wait till they get a load of this. I'm making a bunch of moves at the deadline. I'm adding guys to this team where they're going to be like, oh, they got him. They got him. Wow. Get greedy. You got the power to do it. Right? Brian Cashman, if anybody could do it, I think you could do it. Steve in Monmouth County, how are you? You're on the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I grew up in Howell. I remember reading about you when you were playing football at Ocean.
Cool, man, yeah.
The point I want to make is when Mendoza, as they have bases loaded, and Judge comes up to bat. I think I would have walked Judge and given up one run and faced Torres. What do you think of that?
Yeah, but I mean, they had, I don't know. They won the game. It didn't end up costing them. They probably thought, all right, even if he does hit the grand slam here, they're down two runs, but sure. Glaber sucks. Glaber sucks right now.
The momentum, it had to be a serious momentum swing when he sent that ball out of there. So I would have said, I surrender. I'll give up one run, put Judge on first, and I'll face Torres, take my chance.
Yeah, I don't know if they're thinking like that. I think that they're like, hey, if he hits it out, he hits it out. They're still down. He can't hit a six-run grand slam right now.
That's true. All right, have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Thanks for reading the Asbury Park Press. Shout out to the Asbury Park Press covering all Shore Conference athletics, especially Shore Conference football. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, good for Judgy. He's incredible. He's the best out. He's going to keep adding to his home run totals, his RBI totals. He's sick. He's going to win the MVP this year. Again, Ohtani's out the way. But, man, I fear that this window is closing. I fear that, you know, when you have guys like Anthony Rizzo, who's turning 35 in August, DJ's 34, Glaber's on his way out. Like, this is it for this current Yankees team. They're going to get a lot younger. But, man, if you have Juan Soto for this year and Judge is going MVP again and Cole is back and your pitching staff has been a lot better than we even thought. And I don't know. Get a couple pieces for that bullpen. Shore up this lineup. Don't bank on guys that have been shaky. It's not good enough. You know, it's not good enough. Second base, let's see, man. I don't know. You can put Cabrera in the lineup, but the team is what it is right now with these injuries. The team is what it is right now. Like, you're going to have to pinch hit Trent Grisham. It's not great. It's not great. But great for the Mets and the Mets fans that your team has found their stride and you have the opportunity tonight against Luis Gil with Sean Manaea on the mound to take two from the Yankees and have all the bragging rights and feel really good about your season. At least you have a season. There are many Mets fans that say, oh, this team's punting and what's this year going to be? Like, that's why you got to love baseball. Can't call it. You don't know. You get on the roller coaster, strap in for the ride. It's a long ride. It's a long, and nobody can predict it. I don't think anybody predicted this Mets run. I kind of predicted this gauntlet for the Yankees. Oh, man, I was talking about this schedule in June. I was talking about this June schedule in April. And that's why I was so happy that we were sweeping the AL Central and we were beating teams. And even kind of frustrated when we didn't sweep a couple teams. Like, yo, complete the sweep because, like, we need every win that we can get. The gauntlet is coming, right? These better teams are coming. And injuries are going to happen after you play 80 games. Got somebody's getting hurt. So, hopefully Brian Cashman adds and hopefully the Yankees get healthy and hopefully the Yankees have the guts to come out and win a game. I'm on the record saying I think they'll split, and I think the Yankees can definitely come out there and win. Look at Judge getting the top play, diving to make that grab in center, and you guys want him to go stand at first base. Not yet. 888-808-1019, like FM, KM to 2 AM. We'll be right back.